Fiji's Electoral Commission has decided that a number with satanic connotations will not be used during the general election later this year. It's announced that 666 won't be among the numbers that are used to identify candidates on the ballot paper. Here's Pacific Affairs reporter Liam Fox.
It's been said politics and religion should never mix, but that's not easy in Fiji.
A lot of people are Christian, and I would guess that the substantial number of candidates would be Christian.
Savanatha Narumbe is the leader of the newly formed Unity Fiji Party and will be contesting his first general election when it's held later this year. He supports the decision of Fiji's Electoral Commission this week to remove 666 from the numbers that can be assigned to candidates on the ballot paper.
I think we just look at the sensitivity of that number in a country and the makeup of Fiji. And if you are a Christian candidate, then if you have allocated that 666, I think that would be quite untenable.
In the New Testament's Book of Revelation, 666 is referred to as the number of the beast. In modern popular culture, in movies, books and music, it has come to be associated with Satan and evil. Savanatha Narumbe says having 666 as your number on the ballot paper would be a significant handicap. Under Fiji's electoral system, a single electorate covers the entire country, so there's only one ballot paper for all the candidates vying for a seat in Parliament. They will be identified by a number only, not their name, their picture, or even a party logo. While he welcomes the decision to remove 666, Mr. Narumbe says there should be more information on the ballot so people can accurately identify their preferred candidate.
We in opposition parties, we have made submission to the Electoral Commission that at least they allow some sort of indicator that will help a voter make his choice, his right choice. Some symbols, some picture, the Electoral Commission has refused.
The ABC requested an interview with the Electoral Commission through the Fijian Elections Office, but there's been no response.
Liam Fox reporting.